Chapter 35 of, and was nearly spoken about, in a whisper, as the decayed gentleman did as he was desired, and the greater part of the guests sat down to speculation, while Newman himself, Mrs. Kenwicks, and Miss Pettiker of the Theatre Royal Drury Lane, looked after the supper table. While the ladies were thus busying themselves, Mr. Lillyvick was intent upon the game in progress, and as all should be fish that comes to a water collector's net, the dear old gentleman was by no means scrupulous in appropriating to himself the property of his neighbors, which, on the contrary, he abstracted whenever an opportunity presented itself, smiling good-humoredly all the while, and making so many condescending speeches to the owners, that they were delighted with his amiability, and thought in their hearts that he deserved to be Chancellor of the Exchequer at least. After a great deal of trouble, and the administration of many slaps on the head to the infant Kenwickses, whereof two of the most rebellious were summarily banished, the cloth was laid with much elegance, and a pair of boiled fowls, a large piece of pork, apple pie, potatoes, and greens, were served, at sight of which, the worthy Mr. Lillyvick vented a great many witticisms, and plucked up amazingly. To the immense delight and satisfaction of the whole body of admirers. Very well and very fast the supper went off, no more serious difficulties occurring than those which arose from the incessant demand for clean knives and forks, which made poor Mrs. Kenwicks wish, more than once, that private society adopted the principle of schools, and required that every guest should bring his own knife, fork, and spoon, which doubtless would be a great accommodation in many cases, and to no one more so than to the lady and gentleman of the house, especially if the school principle were carried out to the full extent, and the articles were expected, as a matter of delicacy, not to be taken away again. Everybody having eaten everything, the table was cleared in a most alarming hurry, and with great noise, and the spirits, whereat the eyes of Newman Noggs glistened, being arranged in order, with water both hot and cold, the party composed themselves for conviviality, Mr. Lillyvick being stationed in a large armchair by the fireside, and the four little Kenwickses disposed on a small form in front of the company with their flaxen tails towards them, and their faces to the fire, an arrangement which was no sooner perfected than Mrs. Kenwicks was overpowered by the feelings of a mother, and fell upon the left shoulder of Mr. Kenwicks dissolved in tears. They are so beautiful. Apostrophe, apostrophe, said Mrs. Kenwicks, sobbing. Oh, dear, apostrophe, said all the ladies, so they are. It's very natural you should feel proud of that. But don't give way, don't. Apostrophe, I cannot help it, and it don't signify, apostrophe, sobbed Mrs. Kenwicks. Oh, they're too beautiful to live, much too beautiful. Apostrophe, apostrophe, on hearing this alarming presentiment of their being doomed to an early death in the flower of their infancy, all four little girls raised a hideous cry, and burying their heads in their mother's lap simultaneously, screamed until the eight flaxen tails vibrated again. Mrs. Kenwicks meanwhile clasping them alternately to her bosom, with attitudes expressive of distraction, which Miss Pettiker herself might have copied. At length, the anxious mother permitted herself to be soothed into a more tranquil state, and the little Kenwickses, being also composed, were distributed among the company, to prevent the possibility of Mrs. Kenwicks being again overcome by the blaze of their combined beauty. This done, the ladies and gentlemen united in prophesying that they would live for many, many years, and that there was no occasion at all for Mrs. Kenwicks to distress herself, which, in good truth, there did not appear to be, the loveliness of the children by no means justifying her apprehensions. This day 8 year, apostrophe, said Mr. Kenwicks after a pause. Dear me, ah! Apostrophe, apostrophe, this reflection was echoed by all present, who said ah, apostrophe, apostrophe first, and dear me, apostrophe afterwards. I was younger then, apostrophe, tittered Mrs. Kenwicks. No, apostrophe, said the collector. Certainly not, apostrophe added everybody. I remember my niece, apostrophe said Mr. Lillivick, surveying his audience with a grave air. I remember her, on that very afternoon, when she first acknowledged to her mother a partiality for Kenwicks. Mother, she says, I love him. Apostrophe, adore him, I said. Uncle, apostrophe interposed Mrs. Kenwicks. Love him, I think, my dear, apostrophe said the collector, firmly. Perhaps you are right, uncle, apostrophe replied Mrs. Kenwicks, submissively. I thought it was adore. Apostrophe, love, my dear, apostrophe retorted Mr. Lillivick. Mother, she says, I love him. What do I hear? Cries her mother, and instantly falls into strong convulsions. Apostrophe, a general exclamation of astonishment burst from the company. Into strong convulsions, apostrophe repeated Mr. Lillivick, regarding them with a rigid look. Kenwicks will excuse my saying, in the presence of friends, that there was a very great objection to him, on the ground that he was beneath the family, and would disgrace it. You remember, Kenwicks? Apostrophe, apostrophe, certainly, apostrophe replied that gentleman, in no way displeased at the reminiscence, inasmuch as it proved, beyond all doubt, what a high family Mrs. Kenwicks came of. I shared in that feeling, apostrophe said Mr. Lillivick. Perhaps it was natural, perhaps it wasn't. Apostrophe, a gentle murmur seemed to say, that, in one of Mr. Lillivick's station, the objection was not only natural, but highly praiseworthy. I came round to him in time, apostrophe said Mr. Lillivick. After they were married, and there was no help for it, I was one of the first to say that Kenwicks must be taken notice of. The family did take notice of him, in consequence, and on my representation, and I am bound to say, and proud to say, that I have always found him a very honest, well-behaved, upright, respectable sort of man. Kenwicks, shake hands. Apostrophe, I am proud to do it, sir, apostrophe said Mr. Kenwicks. So am I, Kenwicks, apostrophe rejoined Mr. Lillivick. A very happy life I have led with your niece, sir, apostrophe said Kenwicks. It would have been your own fault, if you had not, sir, apostrophe remarked Mr. Lillivick. Morlina Kenwicks, apostrophe cried her mother, at this crisis, much affected. Kiss your dear uncle. Apostrophe, apostrophe, the young lady did as she was requested, and the three other little girls were successively hoisted up to the collector's countenance, and subjected to the same process, which was afterwards repeated on them by the majority of those present. Oh dear, Mrs. Kenwicks, apostrophe said Miss Pettiker, while Mr. Knox is making that punch to drink happy returns in, do let Morlina go through that figure dance before Mr. Lillivick. Apostrophe, no, no, my dear, apostrophe replied Mrs. Kenwicks, it will only worry my uncle. Apostrophe, it can't worry him, I am sure, apostrophe said Miss Pettiker. You will be very much pleased, won't you, sir? Apostrophe, apostrophe, that I am sure I shall, replied the collector, glancing at the punch mixer. Well then, I'll tell you what, apostrophe said Mrs. Kenwicks, Morlina shall do the steps, if uncle can persuade Miss Pettiker, to recite us the blood drinker's burial, afterwards. Apostrophe, there was a great clapping of hands and stamping of feet, at this proposition, the subject whereof, gently inclined her head several times, in acknowledgement of the reception. You know, apostrophe said Miss Pettiker, reproachfully, that I dislike doing anything professional in private parties. Apostrophe, oh, but not here. Apostrophe, apostrophe said Mrs. Kenwicks. We are all so very friendly and pleasant, that you might as well be going through it in your own room. Besides, the occasion, apostrophe, I can't resist that, apostrophe interrupted Miss Pettiker. Anything in my humble power I shall be delighted to do. Apostrophe, Mrs. Kenwicks and Miss Pettiker had arranged a small program of the entertainments between them, of which this was the prescribed order, but they had settled to have a little pressing on both sides, because it looked more natural. The company being all ready, Miss Pettiker hummed a tune, and Morlina danced a dance, having previously had the soles of her shoes chalked with as much care as if she were going on the tightrope. It was a very beautiful figure, comprising a great deal of work for the arms, and was received with unbounded applause. If I was blessed with a child apostrophe, said Miss Pettiker, blushing, of such genius as that, I would have her out at the opera instantly. Apostrophe, Mrs. Kenwick sighed, and looked at Mr. Kenwick's, who shook his head, and observed that he was doubtful about it. Kenwick's is afraid, apostrophe, said Mrs. K, what of? Apostrophe, apostrophe, inquired Miss Pettiker, not of her failing? Apostrophe, oh no, apostrophe, replied Mrs. Kenwick's, but if she grew up what she is now, only think of the young dukes and marquises. Apostrophe, very right, apostrophe, said the collector. Still, apostrophe, submitted Miss Pettiker, if she took a proper pride in herself, you know, apostrophe, there's a good deal in that, apostrophe, observed Mrs. Kenwick's, looking at her husband. I only know, apostrophe, faltered Miss Pettiker, it may be no rule to be sure, but I have never found any inconvenience or unpleasantness of that sort. Apostrophe, Mr. Kenwick's, with becoming gallantry, said that settled the question at once, and that he would take the subject into his serious consideration. This being resolved upon, Miss Pettiker was entreated to begin the blood drinker's burial, to which end, that young lady let down her back hair, and taking up her position at the other end of the room, with the bachelor friend posted in a corner, to rush out at the cue and death expire, apostrophe, and catch her in his arms, when she died raving mad, went through the performance with extraordinary spirit, and to the great terror of the little Kenwickses, who were all but frightened into fits. The ecstasies consequent upon the effort had not yet subsided, and Newman, who had not been thoroughly sober at so late an hour for a long, long time, had not yet been able to put in a word of announcement that the punch was ready, when a hasty knock was heard at the room door, which elicited a shriek from Mrs. Kenwick's, who immediately divined that the baby had fallen out of bed. Who is that? Apostrophe, apostrophe, demanded Mr. Kenwick's, sharply. Don't be alarmed, it's only me, apostrophe, said Crowell, looking in his nightcap. The baby is very comfortable, for I peeped into the room as I came down, and it's fast asleep, and so is the girl, and I don't think the candle will set fire to the bed curtain, unless a draft was to get into the room. It's Mr. Knox that's wanted. Apostrophe, me. Apostrophe, apostrophe, cried Newman, much astonished. Why, it is a queer hour, isn't it? Apostrophe, apostrophe, replied Crowell, who was not best pleased at the prospect of losing his fire, and they are queer-looking people too, all covered with rain and mud. Shall I tell them to go away? Apostrophe, apostrophe, no, apostrophe, said Newman, rising. People? How many? Apostrophe, two, apostrophe, rejoined Crowell. Want me? By name? Apostrophe, asked Newman. By name, apostrophe, replied Crowell. Mr. Newman Knox, as pat as need be. Apostrophe, Newman reflected for a few seconds, and then hurried away, muttering that he would be back directly. He was as good as his word. For, in an exceedingly short time, he burst into the room, and seizing, without a word of apology or explanation, a lighted candle and tumbler of hot punch from the table, darted away like a madman. What the deuce is the matter with him? Apostrophe, apostrophe, exclaimed Crowell, throwing the door open. Hark! Is there any noise above? Apostrophe, the guests rose in great confusion, and, looking in each other's faces with much perplexity and some fear, stretched their necks forward, and listened attentively. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.